Remember radiation? Radiation was awesome. Spider-Man. Radiation could instantly mutate people so they turned into superheroes.
Ouch, something bit me. It was just a spider.
Radiation could make tiny insects into gigantic monsters.
I don't believe it. It's not possible.
Yes, a fantastic mutation. Probably caused by lingering radiation from the first atomic bomb.
Radiation could wake the dead and make them go looking for brains. No, I'm not going to hit the more brains clip. Let's give that a rest. But in pop culture, radiation is over. Totally last century. We are living now in the age of the virus.
You even know what's going on? I woke up in the hospital.
But you know about the dead people, right?
Now it's viruses that turn us into, well, the Walking Dead.
They were saying on the news some kind of virus.
Things got crazy.
And in the real world, viruses like avian flu and SARS are what terrify us. And a little bit of promising news about HIV, like the possible cure of a baby reported last week, makes front page headlines. But we also envy viruses. In the digital age, we try to create them online to make things go viral. Today in Studio 360, we'll talk with scientists and game designers and writers about how viruses took hold of our imaginations. And we'll start off at the movies.
My name's Carl Zimmer. I'm a science writer. I've written a number of books, including one called A Planet of Viruses. The first outbreak movie I watched was Andromeda Strain, because I was in the early 70s, and I was starting to get into science fiction movies as a kid. It was spooky. I mean, it was scary to think about something that could suddenly descend invisibly on the planet and just kill everybody.
Vandell Decker to Cable One, what's happening?
We see bodies. Lots of them.
It was pretty startling.
Stay in the van.
I'm Larry Madoff. I'm an infectious disease physician. I work for the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. It certainly caught my interest at the time. The relationship between the kind of bench science,
hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, sulfur, silicon, etc.,
and what we would call shoe leather epidemiology.
I'll have the answer when I know why a 69-year-old sterno drinker with an ulcer is like a normal 6-month-old baby.
I found that pretty compelling and spurred my own interest in going into science and infectious disease.
These were issues that scientists in the late 60s were actually talking about.
Proceed to satellite and retrieve.
What would we do if a space probe that we sent to another planet comes back with living things on it? What if a virus hitchhikes along and suddenly spreads around? How do we protect ourselves against that?
The film was filmed during an era when public health officials, in all seriousness, talked about the conquest of infectious diseases, that part of human history was done. And so when you think about the Andromeda strain, they had to invent a pathogen that came from outer space. It's interesting to think about that time now because they were so wrong.
There were three movies that were made from a 1954 novel called I Am Legend by Richard Matheson. So the most recent version is a 2007 movie with the same name, I Am Legend, starring Will Smith.
Can't go running into the dark, dummy.
This is a story that Hollywood just can't get away from. It is got it all for a Hollywood movie. First of all, you got zombies. Second of all, you've got a mysterious outbreak. You've got the lone hero against the world.
If there's anybody out there, anybody, please, you are not alone.
And also you have the complete breakdown of civilization. The first was in 1964, called Last Man on Earth, and it stars Vincent Price.
Is that all it has been since I inherited the world? Only 3 years. It seems like 100 million.
I guess he's supposed to be kind of an everyman. He's very deliberate. He sort of systematically goes out and kills zombies and torches corpses like he was just sequencing DNA in a lab.
More of them for the pit. Every day there are more of them.
This feels like the first movie where you have zombies in great numbers. I read somewhere that Night of the Living Dead was inspired by these zombies.
Morgan! We're going to kill you, Morgan!
I'm a man. The last man.
The key ingredient in all these movies is a virus that will destroy like no real virus. I mean, we're never going to go extinct from a virus.
It's not an advantage to the pathogen to wipe out its host, right? If there's no more host, then there's no more place for the pathogen to go. And in fact, most pathogens, the longer they interact with a host, the less virulent they become, the less likely they are to cause disease.
What we are hearing from Beijing is that the outbreak is contained to the chrysanthemum complex in Hong Kong.
When I was watching Contagion, I was struck by how much like life, my life, it really was.
2 deaths and 10 suspected cases.
I remember early in the flu pandemic, people actually were counting cases of flu as if that was going to continue to be possible. I remember helicopters literally circling the house of some poor kid in Massachusetts who was the first case in his community to come down with H1N1, or so-called swine flu. And the panic that you could really feel was frightening.
The movie lets its big famous movie stars die. And Hollywood doesn't do that. You know, watching Gwyneth Paltrow going into a seizure from a viral infection and then, you know, having a pathologist cut her skull open to see what happened, that's pretty gutsy. This is not a sexy role.
SARS wasn't that contagious, fortunately, and H1N1 from the pandemic in 2009 wasn't that lethal. We were lucky. We sort of dodged a bullet. We're not always going to be lucky.
Larry Madoff of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health and science writer Carl Zimmer, Julia Lowry Henderson, and Michael May produced our story. We heard about 3 classic virus movies, and there are dozens, probably hundreds more. So what are your favorites? Let us know at studio360.org.